Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Atlanta Falcons, still sticking with NFC South play. They are taking on the Carolina Panthers this weekend. So they have split the last 8 meetings, and but Kirk Cousins is coming into this one as a Falcon for the first time, facing the Panthers for the first time in a, it's a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, and this one, fortunately for the Falcons, Bo, does not involve Derrick Brown. We talked about that this morning. It's unfortunate that he gets injured for that team. They obviously have a ton of talent, but you won't miss Derrick Brown on the field if you're a Falcons fan and everything that comes along with it. So they're a team that's, they're good. They're quality a lot of different places. They have good players. They just, they're having trouble finding consistency, it seems like, and obviously on offense.
I'm going to miss watching Derrick Brown play. I'm not going to miss Derrick Brown kind of at times having his way with Chris Lindstrom, which Lindstrom will tell you that's the hardest guy he's talked about in his career. He's like, that's the guy that gives me the most trouble. And Derrick Brown is a freaking beast. So, and he's a Georgia native, played at Auburn, obviously. I'm not going to miss him at all. They do have some good players. I mean, Miles Sanders is a guy that can pick him up and put them down. You know, Chuba Hubbard, I think, is a hell of a running back. Even going back to his Oklahoma State days, I enjoyed watching him. You've got Deontay Johnson's not a terrible player. Andy Dalton. The problem for me in this matchup is I was listening to some guys talk yesterday, and you know, everybody, it's so funny how surface level people watch games and are like, oh, how are we going to get pressure? I'm not worried about getting pressure. I'm worried about how far we play off on defense and how bad we are getting off the field on third down, and how if we come out there and play loose coverage, Andy Dalton's going to treat us just like Derek Carr did, just like Patrick Mahomes did.
I was going to say Patrick Mahomes to a further extent almost, yeah.
And now, but he doesn't move like Patrick, and Patrick could keep plays alive, and that's the thing. Andy Dalton's not going to move like he's more like Derek Carr to me than he is anybody else that we've played so far. But the reality of the situation is he's going to take everything they give us, and there you can guarantee they're sitting there watching film saying, look how far they play off every play. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to take that all day long until they come up and tighten up on those on these receivers, and they take that away from me. And to that extent, you know, Chuba Hubbard busted almost 100 yards last week against a Chicago defense that's not terrible at all.
Yeah. I have a question for both of you guys. I was presented with this yesterday from a Falcons fan, and I honestly didn't know how to answer it. Has your expectations for Kirk Cousins changed? Like, that's the question I want to ask both of you. Have your expectations for Kirk Cousins changed after he throws for 500 yards? Because obviously was not able to do to that level and had not even gotten to the 300, 400-yard mark. Now it's 500, and now it's like, do you just expect him this week to come out and throw for 300?
I don't think expectations have changed, at least.
Changed from when?
Like, well, I'm saying this is what people expected him to do.
Sure. Yeah, so, like the preseason expectations,
yeah,
yes.
So that's why I don't think the expectation has changed at all.
I think that, and this is how I answered it, I think that if you would have told me going into last week that he would have come out and thrown for 300 yards, I would have said, absolutely. If Bijan can get 80 yards rushing and Kirk can throw for 300 and you sprinkle in a little bit of Tyler and you do, you know, have the ground game going, that I would have told you that was a winning recipe last week. And yet it was completely all through the passing game. You couldn't get Bijan going. And so it's like that just kind of played out to where he threw for 500 yards. And I don't think it's changed my expectations of what it takes to win. I think if you can get a 300-yard game from Kirk, you're still going to win in that aspect. I think my expectations on the run game have kind of changed a little bit because we've stumbled a couple of weeks in a row now.
Yeah, I think we forget that the run game wasn't that great last year either. I think at times our run game was pretty just wasn't
pedestrian.
Good. I mean, look at it this way. I was just looking at last year, Bijan Robinson had 17 carries for 67 yards in two games against the Panthers. Tyler Allgeier in his career has only got about 180 yards in four games against the Panthers. Take that and look at it is last week, one of the last 2 week games, teams we've played, he's had over 100 yard performances in one game in his career against those teams. So this is a team, A, we haven't ran well against anyways. And B, I don't think the run game was as prolific as we remember last year. I think the fact of the matter was is that we remember the 2022 run game, and we now think that is our identity, and that is not. And in the reality of the situation is the last since Matt Ryan has left, this offense has not had an identity. And I think that the identity that they want, and maybe I'm wrong, but everybody wants to run the ball. But are we wrong with what our identity really is on offense? Because last week might be more of what they want to do while Kirk Cousins is here.
Yeah.
Then we realize, yet we are putting this stamp because we have two good running backs. And what we've seen the last few years that, no, we're a run team. But are we a run team?
I think that's a great point. And I honestly think that going back to my question, that actually is the question. Is the identity of this offense different? Not have your expectations of Kirk Cousins changed, but has the identity of this offense completely flipped over what you expected it to be? I knew that Kirk would be good, but I'm not sure I expected us to just completely abandon the run game at any point, and hopefully we don't move him forward. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.